Support for NPR comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world on the web at Hewlett.org.
This is All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. The number of suicides in Colorado last year was at its highest point since record keeping began in the 1980s, and the vast majority of them were men. September is Suicide Awareness Month, and I'm talking with Jared Hindman, Director of the Office of Suicide Prevention at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, about a suicide prevention website that specifically targets men. There's a social stigma, especially among men, associated with getting mental health help. How is mantherapy.org dealing with that?
Yeah, well, that's exactly why we created mantherapy.org, because we know if everybody had access to mental health services, there's a portion of the population that wouldn't access them. And a lot of those people I just described are men of a working age.
What are the goals of ManTherapy?
It's a social norming campaign, so we really want to change the way that men in particular, but society in general, thinks about mental health. Secondly, we want to empower men to take charge of their overall wellness, particularly their mental health. And finally, our long-term goal of that campaign is to increase help-seeking behavior among men and reduce the suicide rate among that population. And so that's why we used humor. It's why we use current male stereotypes. We do that to get men engaged and to keep them engaged so that we can present them with these tools and these opportunities to take ownership of their overall mental health.
Did you know that men have feelings, too? No, not just the hippies. All of us. Hello, I'm Dr. Rich Mahogany. Welcome to Man Therapy. To help me better recommend manly tips, activities, and resources for you to explore in my office, I'm going to ask you to fill out a questionnaire about yourself, your feelings, and your life. Oh, and don't bullshit me. There's nothing I hate more than bullshit. Except for maybe shopping malls and spandex.
I know you're doing other outreach campaigns, but how can people access help immediately?
Too often with suicide and mental illness, people attempt to battle these issues on their own without accessing services. So the number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-TALK, which is 8255.
That's Jared Hindman, Director of the Office of Suicide Prevention at the State Health Department. You can hear more from Dr. Rich Mahogany on the Man Therapy website, mantherapy.org.